Good evening, darling. I know you've had a really tough day today. Sometimes, no matter what we do, everything just goes the other way, doesn't it? I have days like that all the time. When it feels not just like you're lost in the crowd, but the only way for you to come to the surface is by wearing a disguise or a mask all the time. Like it doesn't matter. Like everything we do is just pushing so far uphill, but the hill keeps getting steeper. But I want you to know that you are so wonderful. You can't see the effects that all these efforts are having right now, but everything you do is making a difference. Sometimes those differences that we make are so small we can't even see it. But even the tiniest things can make such a big difference. Have you ever looked out over a pond or a river on a really calm day? And maybe it's a feather, maybe it's a small bit of a leaf, maybe a bit of a spider's web or something. Something that you couldn't even see was there when it floated through the wind. But invisible though it may be when it touches the surface of the water, those tiny ripples begin. And those ripples may not be very tall to start with, and they get shorter. They go from tall to short, but they get so much wider until the entire body of water has been affected by that tiny little piece of pressure that touched it. And all those small bits of good that you do every day, darling, every single little thing is like one of those small things touching the water like that. You may not know it. You may not even remember doing it or even realize you're doing it. The smile you make to a stranger walking to work, or the biscuit that you offered to your work colleague when you were having one at a tea break or something. All these tiny little things send out something beautiful and positive into the world. And that person who you touched with it, they may not even feel it, they may not even know it, but that will affect their energy in some way, will affect their mood. And in turn, they will affect others. And so those amazing little ripples go out through the location, through the city, through the world. So remember, even when you feel like things are just spiraling out of control, or that for some reason you feel that your actions are insignificant. Think of that surface of water. Think of the waves that you create every day. And the truth is, those ripples, those waves, aren't touching a pond or a small river, because this world is so much bigger than that. It's like something in the sea, the deep ocean, something as far down maybe as like the Mariana Trench, where something small like an anglerfish catching its prey can send bubbles up to the surface miles away, which when they pop starts that rippling process until it becomes waves crashing at the shore. Because it's not just your ripples, it's every single one of us combined. The lives we touch, the beautiful things we do, will cause such an effect as they join together. So never doubt that you are not an incredible part of this world, that you are not beautiful, that you are not valid, that you're not wonderful, because you are all of those things and so much more. You are a goddess walking in a material plane. Millions of years ago, stars burst, and the energy, the matter that was in them, spread out across the galaxies and the universe, and eventually were drawn together and created the masses we know, the elements that we know, that in time evolved into life. We are literally the stuff that stars are made of. The children of the stars, if you will. So, my little goddess, don't worry. Don't feel that days like this are all you amount to. You are so, so much more. And although you may not always see how wonderful you are, that doesn't change the immutable fact that you are magnificent. You are loved and worthy of love. Good night, my darling.